Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Para pendengar sekalian, sebuah kelompok nirlaba bertujuan untuk mengambil pendekatan baru terhadap keterlibatan politik di Australia. Pemimpin kelompok tersebut yang disebut Amplify mengatakan mereka ingin mendorong warga Australia untuk terlibat dalam mencari solusi atas tantangan kebijakan dan isu-isu yang penting bagi mereka. Biwa Kwan dan Deborah Gork melaporkannya untuk Anda. Dalam beberapa tahun terakhir, muncul tren yang mengkhawatirkan di masyarakat Australia. Mantan Menteri Dalam Negeri Claire O'Neill mengatakan dalam forum keamanan di Australian National University awal tahun ini bahwa ada persepsi bahwa masyarakat telah kehilangan keterlibatan dalam politik dan proses demokrasi.
I'm a politician, so I absolutely love elections. And I know a lot of Australians don't share that view with me, and I completely get why.
Komisioner Pemilihan Umum Australia Tom Rogers mengatakan pada forum yang sama bahwa teknologi menjadi penyebab utama polarisasi dalam bukti, selain juga menurunnya kepercayaan terhadap lembaga demokrasi.
The continued rise of mis- and disinformation, now being potentially turbocharged by the use of artificial intelligence, the continued spreading of what I think are quite unhinged conspiracy theories about the electoral processes and increasing threats to electoral officials, and these all require urgent attention.
Utusan kohesi sosial yang baru ditunjuk Peter Khalil mengatakan kepada SBS bahwa media sosial merupakan bagian dari ancaman tersebut yang memberikan tekanan bagi cara orang berhubungan satu sama lain.
With political populism on the rise, the fact that that causes distrust in our democratic institutions, there's socioeconomic challenges, there are intergenerational challenges, there's challenges around social media where some of the algorithms can be used to sow division and discord.
Namun jika teknologi merupakan bagian dari masalah, bagi pengusaha dan investor Paul Bassett, teknologi bisa menjadi bagian dari jawaban untuk menghentikan perpecahan. Ia meluncurkan organisasi baru bernama Amplify yang ia harap dapat menyediakan cara bagi orang-orang untuk berbagi ide dan pendapat mereka dan membuat perbedaan yang nyata. Ia mengatakan survei yang baru-baru ini mereka lakukan terhadap 4.000 warga Australia menemukan lebih dari 80% berpikir politisi memprioritaskan perolehan suara daripada mengembangkan kebijakan yang baik, dan mereka menginginkan lebih banyak masukan tentang keputusan kebijakan.
Right now there aren't a lot of places we can go to. Political parties are much smaller memberships than they were. People aren't participate in things like rotary groups or union membership or churches in the way they used to. And so there isn't really those civic places for people to go to have their say and be heard. And we want to provide that in a very non-partisan way. And I'd love them to hold us to the test and visit our website at amplifyaus.org. Amplifyaus.org. Sign up, takes a few seconds. Be part of our online community platform.
Georgina Harrison adalah CEO organisasi tersebut. Ia mengatakan percakapan secara online yang menjanjikan sudah terjadi.
The initial conversations have started online. People have started engaging on our platform over the last 24 hours, which has been great to see, and really thoughtful engagements. Definitely feels like an antidote to X in that sense. We have people online engaging in conversations like around the intergenerational divide, about trust in government and what they want to see change, talking about the ambition they want to see in government and in society. So it's really lovely to see people diving in and getting involved.
Amplify tidak akan terbatas pada kehadiran secara online. Amplify juga berencana untuk mengadakan lebih banyak kegiatan membangun komunitas, seperti menyelenggarakan acara tatap muka bergaya balai kota di seluruh negeri mulai November 2024 untuk membantu komunitas mempengaruhi keputusan kebijakan utama. Warga Kaitete dari Australia Tengah, Rona Glyn MacDonald, adalah CEO pendiri Common Ground dan salah satu pendiri First Nation Futures. Ia juga salah satu anggota Dewan Amplify. Ia mengatakan Amplify dapat menjadi pemutus arus yang mengubah banyak hal ke arah yang positif.
So ensuring that the community forums that we hold and the in-person dialogues that we hold have people from all of those intersections with all different backgrounds, you know, different ages, demographics, is going to be integral. And including that, not having power brokers and people who are aligned to political parties in terms of having that partisan approach is such an important way that we need to operate as an organisation. And I'm excited to be part of it. You know, it's really early in the development and there's a big, ambitious plan to drive this work and ensure that all people from all walks of life get a say on the issues that matter to them.
Rona mengatakan dia ingin melihat suara masyarakat pribumi terlibat dalam diskusi kebijakan, khususnya setelah kekalahan voice referendum dan hasil pemilihan Northern Territory. Dia mengatakan ada banyak kearifan dalam komunitas pribumi yang tidak sepenuhnya dimanfaatkan dalam siklus kebijakan.
I think that we need as a nation to have more investment into advocacy and more investment into backing voices to be heard and acted upon. And then the voice referendum, that was part of that movement. And without what has been, you know, what hasn't been legislated and what hasn't been brought forward for a referendum, we need to create more community-led solutions that enable that. And I see Amplify as being another mechanism in which we can ensure that voices are heard and there is that backing in terms of advocacy and voices on the ground being centered in policy solutions.
Paul Besat mengatakan data mereka menunjukkan 3/4 orang percaya bahwa ada kurangnya pemikiran jangka panjang dalam politik. Ia berharap Amplify dapat menyediakan platform non-partisan untuk mengubah hal itu.
We want to bring people together who are left of centre or right of centre or right in the middle, and we want to hear a whole range of views because we think Australians agree with each other. We agree with each other more than we disagree. We think we've got more in common than we don't, but the system kind of accentuates the differences between us.
Prakarsa keterlibatan masyarakat seperti itu bukanlah ide baru. Pada tahun 2010, mantan Perdana Menteri Julia Gillard mengusulkan untuk mengadakan majelis warga negara yang dipilih secara acak dari warga Australia setiap hari untuk mengatasi polarisasi dalam kebijakan perubahan iklim. Dan tahun lalu, anggota Parlemen Independen Till Allegra Spender mengatakan kepada Sky News bahwa perlu ada badan serupa untuk menemukan solusi kebijakan tentang perumahan.
A citizens' assembly is pretty similar to a jury. We trust Australians to come together and make, you know, deliberate about serious issues, and then, you know, make a judgment. In a citizens' assembly is a similar approach, but on a policy issue. And I think this is a great opportunity to do politics differently.
Namun bagi Georgina Harrison, Australia memiliki sejarah inovasi yang kaya dalam proses demokrasi, dan proyek ini memperluas tradisi tersebut.
See, Australia has been at the forefront of innovating in democracy. We gave the world the secret ballot. We were one of the first places to give women the vote. We have a tradition of collective decision making that goes back over 10,000 years from our Indigenous communities. We have an incredible wealth of experience in this country, and we have an incredible culture of innovation in democracy that I think we should be drawing from.
Demikianlah laporan yang disusun oleh Biwa Kwan dan Deborah Gork untuk SBS News dan dibawakan oleh Dilail Abimanyu untuk SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.